Jimmy Carter was a peanut farmer born in the tiny town of Plains, Georgia. He dipped his toe into local politics, became the state's governor, but when he ran for president was virtually unknown on the national stage.
Nobody in my family before my generation ever had a chance to finish high school. We've always worked for a living.
His White House years were bedeviled by the Iran hostage crisis and the failed attempt to free 52 Americans held in Tehran. The Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. Carter authorized a U.S. boycott of the 1980 Moscow Olympics as a result. But in 1978, he won global admiration for his stewardship of the Camp David Middle East Peace Accords.
We are privileged to witness tonight a significant achievement in the cause of peace. An achievement none thought possible a year ago.
He had little success battling a sclerotic economy, dealing with an energy crisis, and escaping the sense that his liberal views were at odds with mainstream America. The voters threw him out after one term, but he spent the rest of his life doing good on every continent, battling poverty and disease, campaigning for equity, and continuing to speak his mind, even when that enraged his opponents.